It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What's up, Cougar Nation? Matt Biamonte here of Cougar Sports Saturday with Mitch Harper. No Cougar Sports Saturday this week with LDS General Conference. However, we got you a few interviews here on the podcast feed to get you ready for the first ever Big 12 conference matchup inside Lavelle Edwards Stadium, BYU and the Bearcats. We'll start things off with extended pregame coverage Friday night at 6 p.m., kick at 8:15 p.m. We won't have Cougar Sports Saturday the following day. We will be back on the airwaves Monday night at 6 p.m., Cougar Nation, breaking down the game against Cincinnati, and then back to our regular schedule after that. So what we'll do here on the podcast feed is give you an interview I had with linebacker Max Tooley. We caught up with him earlier in the week after BYU practice. Here's that conversation with Max. Let's start on the defensive side of the football. First half, really solid defensive effort. Where did things go wrong in the second half against Kansas?
Yeah, you know, the first half we were pretty good at, sudden change, responding to the way turnovers were. But that second half was just a little out of sync for us for what we're used to. You know, guys out of position, a little not as good of communication on all sides of the ball, whether it be in the back end or on the set in the front. They're all things that we feel like we can fix going into Cincinnati, and things that we want to put past us. So yeah, as a defense going forward, we know those things that we need to fix. So we'll get taken care of.
How do you fix those things? Is it getting back on the field and keeping those things in mind? Like, how do you go about fixing some of those correctable mistakes?
Yeah, a lot of what comes, fixing things week to week throughout the season is just, the way you practice. So, coming into this week, we got a kind of different mindset, different mentality going into it. Just different sense of urgency with all 11 guys on the defense, making sure we're all on the same page, running the same, doing our assignments.
Cincinnati's the opponent this week. Before we get into Cincinnati and their personnel, just what are your thoughts on getting back in the Lavelle Edwards Stadium and playing in the first ever Big 12 conference game in Provo?
No, it's going to be huge. I've played a lot of games at Lavelle since I've been here, and never in a conference like we were saying. So being that first one, especially in a Power 5 conference, Lavelle is going to be packed. People are going to be, cheering. It's going to be a crazy Friday night. So, yeah, we're excited to get after it.
Cincinnati, offensively, what do they do well? What will be a challenge for the defense?
I think there's a lot of similarities in certain ways with Kansas and Cincinnati. They got a good athletic quarterback. He can run the ball. They got good big tight ends that'll lead for them. Good O-line as well. So I think, we got good receivers on the outside, good athletes. Every one of these teams that we're facing in the Big 12 is going to have a lot of similar, skill sets, personnel. But, yeah, it's going to be a grinder of a week. They got the guys, but I feel like we match up well with them, and we're going to bring everything we got.
It's hard to believe we're a third of the way through the season. There's so much buildup to a year, and then it just goes by in the blink of an eye, it seems like. How would you evaluate this defense a third of the way through?
I feel like, these seasons are flying by, but I feel like as a defense, we've learned stuff each week. We've learned stuff about us and our identity as a defense, and I think we've just built every week. Minor setbacks last week, but I think, we're just looking forward to keep building on what we've put together here this whole offseason with Coach Hill, with all the new coaches, and putting our best film forward.
What's Coach Hill like during a game? Is he yelling and screaming, getting crazy? Is he, have a calm demeanor? Like, what's his personality like in a game?
You know, he takes charge. You know, he's got to. He's, you know, he has that head coaching background where, you know, it's a little different for him here at BYU. But yeah, in terms of taking care of the defense, yeah, he's up and personal with every one of us. You know, if he's not afraid to tell us if we've done something wrong, you know, correct us. But yeah, he's intense, but he's composed as well. So,
how does he and the other coaches handle adjustments? What's that been like to the first four games, in-game adjustments?
Yeah, no, I mean, we've seen what they've done to us in the first half every game, and you know, Jay's great at, you know, mixing up the calls, seeing what they're doing to play off of our weaknesses. But yeah, he's been great. I think, yeah, he's learning too. This is a different pace of football than he's used to. So I think, yeah, as a whole, you know, staff and defense combined, I think we're all just getting better each week, and we'll improve from here.
One guy who had a nice game against Kansas, one amongst many, but A.J. Vongvachon continues to make his presence known. What's it been like playing with him as a tandem in that linebacker room?
No, yeah, A.J.'s a stud. He's been a stud all year long, you know, in the training room, in the weight room. So, you know, he's just been a big leader for all of us, especially in the linebacker core. But, yeah, you know, that's what A.J. does. He's been making plays at Utah State his whole career. He's been making plays here. And he's just one of those guys that's always going to do his job and get people in the right spot. And, you know, even I, because I'm new to the defense as well, he's been great in, you know, getting me up to page, up to speed with everything. So, yeah, A.J.'s a great guy to have in the backfield.
A few more moments with Max Tooley. You know, we've touched on the Big 12 conference. You're in the thick of conference play now. Does it feel different than previous years here?
Yeah, you know, always playing in the independent schedules, it's a little different, you know, when you lose a game or two, you know, whether you want that change to happen or not in the locker room. I feel like guys, without knowing, you know, there's less to play for at that point. But, you know, in a conference, you know, you just got to play the next game. Everybody's going to be losing games here and there. So I think it's just a matter of taking it week by week. You know, we still have a good shot to, you know, take it all the way, playing a championship. So,
what's the challenge of a short week? It's something you're not unfamiliar with. You've done it every single year you've been here, especially on conference weekend. But what are the challenges from a player's perspective on a short week?
You know, yeah, it's just a quick turnaround. You know, you play a game on Saturday. You're still feeling that soreness on Monday, but you kind of got to get going. You know, Tuesday's got to be a big practice. It's our only padded practice this week. We're used to having that Tuesday and Wednesday for pads. So, yeah, everything's a little bit shortened, so everyone's got to be dialed in, locked in all week long, preparing twice as hard almost, you know, because you got one day less to prepare. So, yeah, everyone's working their butts off to try to get ready for Friday. So,
last thing for you, Max. What is the defense and the team as a whole, what do they have to do Friday night to get a win, their first ever Big 12 conference win?
You know, I think it's been a key in our wins. I think just controlling the momentum of the game, you know, whether it be offense or defense or special team, just always, you know, getting the crowd involved, building momentum off of big plays, takeaways. We need us as a defense, we need to create more takeaways, be disruptive for the quarterback. Offense, they just need to do their thing and score. But yeah, I think we all know what we need to do, and it's just a matter of executing, playing our game plan.
There you go, linebacker Max Tooley getting ready for a big game against Cincinnati, which the Bearcats have surprised a little bit in terms of their defensive prowess, holding Kansas to 20 points. It'll be a challenge for sure, but it's a big opportunity, and must wins, I think that's thrown around too often in sports, but this sort of feels that way. A home game on a short week against an East Coast team, you get that win, you're 1-1 in conference play, you're two wins away from bowl eligibility. Big opportunity for the Cougars Friday night. And again, we'll get you started at 6 p.m. here on KSL News Radio with extended pregame coverage. Myself, Mitch Harper, we'll see you then, and then we'll see you Monday night on KSL News Radio for Cougar Nation breaking down the game.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to Give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.